All right, today we're going to talk about the easiest thing that you can do to stand out in the Facebook newsfeed when you're running ads. All right, let's dive in. Let's do it.
You're listening to the Serial Progress Seeker podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and I want to take you behind the scenes and show you how I built a multi-million dollar digital internet business and how I'm turning that entire business into something that I can take with me anywhere, inside of a backpack. Let's get started with the show.
What's going on? My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and if this is your first time on the channel, I spend most of my time covering things that you can do to grow your business to 7-8 figures a year and do it all mobile from a backpack. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Facebook ads, and one of the things that I see a lot of people doing that really screws them up. Okay, now what I want you to do right now is pause this video, jump over to your newsfeed, scroll down, and I want you to go look and see all the ads that you've got in your feed right now. I'm gonna bet you that 90% of them break this rule and they screw it up because they're following something that worked years ago. Most of them are going to try to have some sort of stock photo, some sort of photo that has some sort of red on it, you know, that outlines something. And what they're trying to do is get your attention, make you laugh, because, well, in the past that stuff worked, but now it's a little different. Most people are messing this up. With all the new advertisers rolling into Facebook these days, the problem is that Facebook has been absolutely blown up with people running ads. And so what's happening is you've got a lot of ads that look exactly the same way. And if you're anything like me, you've gone blind to these things, meaning your brain literally skips over these things when you see them in your newsfeed. So you see a stock photo, you're like, that's an ad, skip it. You see some of these things with an arrow pointing at something, skip it. And that's a problem. So how do we solve this problem? How do we get out of this big percentage of people that are putting out ads that aren't working at all, or at least working a lot less because of the pictures that they're using? How do we get out of that big percentage and become the small percentage that has ads that absolutely stand out over the crowd? Well, it's something that's very interesting. You gotta think about how Facebook works, why people are on Facebook in the first place. People are on Facebook for a pretty simple reason. They're there to creep on their friends, their ex-girlfriends, the people from college, and of course their close network. And what they're looking for is they're looking for real life photos of things that their friends and family are doing. So if you want to stand out on the newsfeed, it's really, really simple. Do this one little trick with your next ad set and you're going to see some really good things happen. Take a picture of your staff doing their job. Take a picture of you with your family, maybe on vacation, maybe just at home. Take a picture of you hanging out with your friends. Of course, try to relate it to the content of the ad, but start thinking about using photos that are less professional than what everybody else is using in their ads. And the reason is because you want to come off as native, meaning you want to come off as the kind of content that people are actually looking for in Facebook. Because when you post a picture and you're scrolling, people see that and they're like, well, who is that? They pay attention to it. Most people running ads these days aren't doing that. So here's what you do. Over the next couple days, I want you to take your phone, literally use your phone, the camera on your phone, take pictures of you, your team, your staff, your family, and I want you to start thinking about how you can integrate those photos into your ad, how you can put that in there, because that's going to get more attention than anybody else. You couple that with some decent ad copy, and you're gonna be absolutely blown away by how well your ads start to do. Now, a nice side effect of this, because I have to say this, it's not just about, do I look like I'm someone else on Facebook that would normally be in their feed and I'll show up, but here's what happens, and you're gonna really love this part of it. From a psychological standpoint, most of us, when we see a company, we don't know how they got in our feed, the know, like, and trust factor is not there at all. That when we see the founder of a company hanging out with their family, hanging out with their staff, and it's really them, and you can tell this is not the most professional photo in the world, but it's really the crew that you're possibly gonna be working with, we're more likely to trust that brand over all of the other things that come into our newsfeed that come from brands and businesses. So you're also, besides just getting more clicks, more viewers on your ads because it shows up as something that would normally come up in their feed, you're also gonna build a lot of trust really great trust for your business. So the key here is this. Stop thinking about your Facebook page as something that has to look ultra professional. You want it to look professional, but keep in mind, you want to put pictures of your family, your staff, yourself into these things. You're gonna get more clicks. You're gonna build the trust a lot quicker. That's one trick you can go use right away. And the lesson is, use real pictures, use real life stuff about your brand, about your life in your ads. You're gonna see a big uptick this year in everything that you're doing. All right, so I hope you enjoyed today. I hope that you are having an absolutely great day in your business, and I hope this little tip helps up it a lot more. All right, I'll see you in the next video.